Now, would you report a dodgy driver to the police by handing over your dash cam footage of them driving badly or dangerously? I got one of these things, but yeah, I don't know how to wire it up. Police in Wales are going to start asking drivers to do this, to hand over the footage. But should you do it here in Northern Ireland? Would you hand it over to the cops? The PSNI, former PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Alan McQuillan is with us today. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. And Joanna Williams from Spiked Online. Morning, Joanna.
Hello.
What do you think, Joanna?
I think this is a bad idea. I think it's basically asking citizens to spy on each other, and it's a real threat to our civil liberties.
Why?
Because I think you might not want people to know where you're going. You might not want to have details of how you were driving and how your registration details handed over to the police. And I think asking other citizens in this way to hand over to the state information about what they're seeing, to me, it's reminiscent of the Stasi in Eastern Europe.
Well, it's not reminiscent of the Stasi, is it? It's handing over evidence that can assist the police.
But I think it's that element of compulsion, actually asking people to do this, asking people to spy on each other. I think it's really dangerous precedent, and it becomes a real threat to us.
What's the element of compulsion? I don't get that. They're asking for assistance.
But I think as soon as you start actively soliciting and asking people to hand this information over, it's not voluntarily necessarily people going off their own bat and doing it. You're actively seeking out and soliciting this information. You're suggesting that it's the responsibility of a good citizen.
So if you've got a driver doing 70 in a 30 zone, if you've got a driver, you know, that's driving through a zebra crossing, for example, you don't think we want to make the road safer by giving that to the police?
I think you've got to remember that we already have traffic police. We already have CCTV cameras monitoring our roads. We have a lot of different things in place to try and ensure driver safety. I just don't like the idea that when I'm driving around, other people might be recording me on their dash cams without my knowledge. And I think that's a really important thing.
Alan?
Well, I think it all depends upon the level of degree. I think there is a danger in this of vigilantism, I accept that. But equally, there are some people out there who are a real danger on the roads. And if the police confine it to those cases, and I think resources would force them to, then it could be a positive benefit, because the bottom line is it should be about stopping people getting killed by individuals who are totally irresponsible or just plain dangerous.
How safe is the information, the data? How would the police know it wasn't edited or manipulated, or it's only half the story, Alan?
Well, that's one of the issues. I think that's how this has to be properly managed. You can't afford to have small clips being taken. The other danger is that you'll get people who will go out of their way, as they do already, to post stuff on social media and put themselves or others in danger to capture the footage. I've seen some of the stuff that's been put up in this sort of context where I'm watching cars that are complaining about other drivers when they're hovering 10 metres off the back of their bumper at 70 miles an hour.
Someone followed me into McDonald's.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
I was going through the drive-thru of McDonald's. The next thing I was looking online, there's me and going through the drive-thru.
Well,
someone actually followed me.
Interesting statement, no. The fact that you were going to McDonald's.
It was the fact I was going to McDonald's. They came right round and then put me up on some site. And then there's some other site with parking. If you can't, I can't park. And some other site if you're not very good parker and your car's up there too.
Everything we do in the public domain is up for grabs. That's the law in terms of CCTV. Well, it is in terms of CCTV. Anything we do in the public domain is up for grabs. There's no prohibition of photography in the public domain. But some people then use that to publish data about individuals. Personally, if I was seen going into McDonald's, I'd be embarrassed about it. But that's life.
It's ridiculous. Here's Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. Remember that guy who followed you in the McDonald's? He was a concerned fan, trying to point you out the area where it is. But I
don't know. Dizzy body. Curtain twitcher.
The thought that occurred to me was when you travel to work at a regular time, you see the same cars a lot of the time. And it'd be quite you see a situation where somebody deliberately gets in behind another car and follows them with a dash cam going. That, to me, would be surveillance. And you just can't go around. You just can't pick on a individual and target them and film them.
Alan's saying you can if it's in the public domain. You're fair game.
Well, I don't think so, because I thought the police had regulations about what they could, how they could use cameras. And certainly there's a term called targeted surveillance as opposed to random. As opposed to just a camera recording everybody, when you decide to target one particular person, and I think you'll find people doing that.
Apparently, there's lots of cyclists running around with cameras in their helmets.
Yeah. The other thing I'd say, anybody who's
Vinny's a camera in his helmet. Ronnie's in Macrofelt. Morning, Ronnie.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
So I'd just like to make the point that currently the police haven't the time to deal with the complaints that they're receiving already. So how would they have the resources to put people to taking the footage is going to be sent to them from every Tom, Dick and Harry. It's just, it's not.
Do you think it's a good citizen thing to do?
No.
Hand over the footage. Why not?
Unless it's an extreme case where somebody's life has been put in danger, but you have the vigilante scenario where people will maybe have a personal vendetta against somebody or clash personalities. And before you know it, there's footage being targeted at that individual.
So I wonder, Alan, Ronnie, thank you. Alan McCullen, I wonder, can the police make you hand the footage over?
Oh, well, yes, they can. They can seize the footage. If it's potentially evidence, yes, they can seize evidence. They do have the...
How do they do that?
Police and Criminal Evidence Act. They can't obtain the evidence, or they can go to court and get a warrant if they believe you hold the footage. So
do they need a warrant, or can they just make you give it over without a warrant?
Oh, heavens, Stephen, you're asking me questions. I need to go back and get a lawyer. But in essence, yes, they can seize it anyway. But also, if it's been taken away or it's held somewhere, they can go and get a warrant to get it.
My goodness, that's interesting. Brian and Bangor. Morning, Brian.
Hi, Stephen.
Morning.
Well, my grandson was driving from Belfast to Bangor. And there's a lady in the outside lane on the Belfast Road was texting for about half a mile when they decided enough's enough, and his girlfriend got her phone out and photographed or filmed this woman. She's continued to text for about 2 miles on a busy road in the outside lane. So they took the VRM of her car and reported it to the police, and they're going to take action.
Are they?
Yes.
And so the girlfriend handed over some of the photographs, did she?
Yes, just handed over the camera to take. It wasn't a car; it was a video she took. And they're gonna do it. And I hope it's Mark Hamill's the RM. He was sick of them.
Brian,
disqualify for a year for using a mobile phone.
You were.
I would disqualify for a year. Anyone? There's no need for them in the car at all. And hands free apparently is just as dangerous. Not the fact that they've come in your hand, it's the fact that your attention is totally gone.
Yeah, you're distracted.
Yeah.
But could you not say the same for a young child in the back of a car or...
Well, that would be under... There is specific legislation in relation to mobile phones, but in a car, yes, you could drive without due care and attention or dangerous driving, careless driving, whatever was the cause.
Yeah. Brian, thank you. Fred and Tremor. Morning, Fred.
Hello. I'm sure this is already happening. I'm told that cyclists have... cameras in their helmets, and if
yes.
anyone toots the horn at them or makes it feel uneasy, they can report them. And cyclists are a bit of a hazard on the road, I would wholeheartedly agree themselves. I have a friend who works in a department where road safety is one of the factors, and he thinks it's time that cyclists had number plates and insurance, because they do can be hazards themselves, cause hazards.
Fred, thank you. Joanna Williams, it would seem just in the anecdotal balance of calls today that most people are for helping the police, handing over the footage for the greater good.
Well, that's not what I've heard. I think we've been listening to different discussion. I don't think I've heard one good argument for this at all. I think one important point to make is how this is different to CCTV. When you see a CCTV camera, you are aware that it's there, you see it, and there's no attempt at covert surveillance. This idea that people go around with these dash cams, you know, just say I fall out with my neighbour tomorrow and my neighbour decides they've got a grudge against me, could follow me around for 2 days trying to capture some footage of me. I think it really allows people to take the law into their own hands. I think with the cameras, helmet cameras on cyclists, I think is a good example of how this works. And it can prevent people from being aware of the dangers, you know, encourage people to almost put themselves into dangerous situations on the assumption that they've got this camera there, so they become almost invincible.
Joanna, thank you very much indeed. Alan McQuillan, I've just had an idea. I wonder, could I get all these cameras in the Nolan Show office so that I can watch if this lot are doing any work after the programme's finished every day?
Well, some people have done that, and sadly some of them have finished up in court for voyeurism as well, Stephen. So we need to be very careful about it.
The bosses of the BBC work from home. I could watch from home.